Some more up-to-date music now from the White Stripes. The band is a little different. First of all, there are just two members, guitarist Jack White and drummer Meg White. They used to be married. They're obsessed with vintage gear and pre-computer-age recording techniques, and they focus on immediacy. The first single from their new album was released just 2 weeks after it was finished. The White Stripes' new CD is called Get Behind Me, Satan. Our critic Tom Moon says it has some surprises.
Some rock bands find a successful sound and work it forever. Some experiment constantly, confounding their fans. The White Stripes want it both ways.
You got a reaction. You got a reaction.
On the new disc, Get Behind Me, Satan, there are several doses of the slightly deranged blues rock that made the duo famous. That's the single Blue Orchid. It's one of only three songs built around the White Stripes' most identifiable sound, Jack White's barbed wire electric guitar. Here's another one. The guitar songs on this disc are little miracles of ad-libbed invention, the kind that might have been written in 5 minutes. You've heard these rhythm riffs a zillion times before, but not played this way. The guitar crunch is so abrasive, you feel it before you even hear it. And that's just part of the story. Jack White wrote the other 10 songs on piano, or marimba of all things. These send the White Stripes into a whole nother dimension.
The nerds should not be the one who puts salt in your wounds. But it's always with trust that the poison is fed with a spoon. When you're helpless.
Compared with the bone-rattling beats of the last album, Elephant, this is practically parlor music. But from a spooky parlor, cluttered with random rock artifacts and haunted by little ghosts. Tell me there isn't a splash of Mick Jagger in this drink.
So let's do it. Just get on the plane and just do it. Like the birds and the bees, I can't tote it. Let's get out of town and forever be free.
Even if that Jack White wine gets on your nerves, you have to admire his ambition. He could have just rewritten the 2003 breakthrough single Seven Nation Army. Instead, his new songs tear off in truly unexpected directions. They call the disc Get Behind Me, Satan, but there are times when you can't help wondering whether the devil isn't riding shotgun.
The disc is Get Behind Me, Satan by the White Stripes. Tom Moon writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
I drank my own share, and I was all that I needed.